today marks a turning point for the controversial pay-for-performance system at the Pentagon. You know it as the National Security Personnel System, or NSPS. The Defense Business Board's NSPS Review Task Force met at the Hyatt Hotel in Roslyn to take testimony. Our own Max Kakis just back from the DBB meeting. Joining us now live with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Amy and Chris, people feel very strongly about NSPS, and that extended outside to the hot, sticky streets of Roslyn outside the Hyatt Hotel, which looked more like a strike picket line.
People want to know! People want to know!
Members of the American Federation of Government Employees sang and waved their signs in the air in anticipation of the DBB meeting inside. They were led by Don Hale, president of the local AFGE chapter at the U.S. Military Academy in New York.
We've been fighting this National Security Personnel System for 6 years, and we're about ready to bury this thing. And we're not taking any chances. We want to see this thing go away, and it's great that all these people came out here, and we haven't stopped fighting, and it's important everybody in this town realizes it.
Sure. Don, what's your major objection to NSPS?
Takes away collective bargaining rights from employees. It makes us third-class citizens. There was no need for this system. It just obliterates all workers' rights that we've fought for the last 200 years.
Inside the hotel, where it was cooler, Brad Bond, program executive officer in charge of NSPS at the Pentagon, waged what seemed to be a very lonely battle to defend this iteration of pay for performance.
In interviews, managers and senior officials point to increased attention to performance, with some noting that performance ratings often were not completed under previous systems. They value the translation of organizational priorities into individual objectives, so employees better see where their work fits into the entire organization. Many acknowledge long-standing difficulty and weak skills in addressing employees with performance problems, but they felt that NSPS was helpful because of the standard NSPS rating criteria, disciplined appraisal process, and pay consequences. All are conscious of the additional supervisory and managerial time being spent on performance management, especially in the fall when we hold our pay pools, and some accept that as intrinsic to their leadership role, while others fault NSPS, particularly those with a heavy personal workload or many subordinates. Managers and supervisors in competitive labor markets say that pay banding and the compensation system help them fill jobs by offering more competitive salaries than they could under the GS. For jobs that were easy to fill under the GS, they generally don't see NSPS as an advantage. In interviews, employees and supervisors acknowledge that there is more communication about performance and the organization's priorities. Most are uncomfortable with level 3 ratings and criteria under NSPS, however. They tend to believe that those who do their work well should get high ratings. The fact that high ratings are not all that common leads many to question the reliance on written assessments and on pay pool panels with management officials who aren't their immediate supervisors.
But the most impassioned criticism from the opposition for NSPS came from Richard Brown with the National Federation of Federal Employees.
Clearly, NSPS will not work in its current form, so the question becomes whether to scrap NSPS altogether or to find a way to adjust and make it work. For all the aforementioned reasons, I believe we should cut our losses with NSPS debacle once and for all and move forward. And I'd just like to add one thing that's not in this written testimony. There's a lot of my DOD brothers and sisters in this audience. Could you raise your hands, brothers and sisters? And I was one and a proud one too. I can tell you one thing. They're talking about performance. They're talking about lack of performance. Talking about pay. What makes you work for the government? I can tell you, as a former defense worker and speaking and taking the liberty to speak on their behalf, it wasn't a performance appraisal. And it wasn't money. It was because the ordinance we were working on protect people's lives across the pond. And that's why we did a good job. And the performance appraisal wouldn't make us do it any better. They perform for America every day. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And the today's edition of the Defense Business Board's NSPS Review Task Force meeting wrapped up about an hour ago at the Hyatt in Roslyn. They'll pick up again tomorrow morning, and at that version of the hearing. They're going to hear from members of the public. They said they've gotten at least 600 responses from all across the country when they were soliciting feedback from people about NSPS. And this is the group, by the way, NSPS, I mean the Defense Business Board, that's going to issue recommendations to Defense Secretary Robert Gates, which he will then take to President Obama on whether they're going to continue with NSPS.
And the timetable, yeah. I'm sorry, the timetable on this is the end of summer, as I understand it, right?
That's right.
You know, we've always known that the passions run high when it comes to this. And it's not just pay for performance, but it's also the collective bargaining rights. And that bite that was at the end of your piece there, Max, really illustrated why these passions run so high, because they take it as an insult. We do our best job every day. Whether you have a little check mark by my name or not isn't going to make me perform any better.
Right. And one of the things, Amy, that that also came through here is that John Gage from AFGE said that he in particular objects to the aspect of NSPS where if you're a federal worker in the Defense Department and you are evaluated by your immediate supervisor, your immediate supervisor's evaluation doesn't count towards whether you actually get a pay raise or not. It's another group of people beyond your supervisor, maybe your supervisor's supervisor, but those people in these what they call pay pool.
Right. Another layer removed.
Another layer removed. And when it gets to that level, those folks are taking their actions are dictated by what they call a bell curve. There's a certain number of people who are expected to hit this mark. If it's an arbitrary mark of 3 out of 5, then they have to hit a certain number of employees who will get a raise. And everybody else sort of drops off at either end. So that was one of the aspects there. And then, you know, another person who talked about it said there's really no link between whether NSPS, which has been in force since 2003, has actually done anything to improve performance. It's very, very nebulous kind of a thing.
The challenge that they have is that it's hard to explain to people outside the Beltway why the government can't use pay. I mean, every organization in the private sector does it.
Precisely the point I was going to ask about, which is pay for performance makes perfect sense on paper.
It's like saying you're against apple pie, for goodness sakes. And that's sort of, you know, I explained it to my parents as out in California as to why the government can't do this. And they just sort of give me, hold on. That's the bell curve is what goes on in almost every organization outside of the government.
But they seem to think, too, that the bell curve and the pay banding and all of these things that went along with NSPS run counter to the whole concept of government service, that you do this kind of work for more than just a performance review. You do this work for more than just a pay raise.
Is there a sense that this board simply a thumbs up or thumbs down, or could they say that these aspects worked, these aspects didn't, could their recommendation involve sort of tweaking NSPS?
Well, there's certainly that aspect of it, Chris, the tweaking part. I think that could very easily be a recommendation by the Defense Business Board. But the inclination here, at least based on the six people who testified this afternoon, is that at the very best, according to Brad Bunn, NSPS is a system that is workable but could use some tweaking. And then you get down to the labor unions, where there's absolutely no confidence in the system at all.
And I also wonder if the labor unions assumed that when the Obama administration took office that NSPS would go the way of the dodo. I think there was a lot of presumption there that a new administration would get rid of it, and they are not.
Yeah, they're not pushing it out the door right away. They're not pushing it out the door without going through the steps here, going through the procedure. They are going to have this review. The DBB is going to issue its recommendations to Secretary of Defense Gates and then to the President. So they're following the procedure here. But I think there is an expectation by the union that NSPS is going to get a fresh look that it didn't get over the last 7 or 8 years.